Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome everyone to New Covenant Worship Center. Amen. We are live here in the building, amen, for our second Sunday in this month of February. God has graced us and blessed us on this first in-person family and friends day for 2022. So listen, we're excited about what God is going to do in the building. We're looking forward to you all sharing this, joining in on YouTube, joining on Facebook. Invite somebody in to worship with us this morning. It's going to be an absolutely phenomenal time in the Lord on today. Amen. So those of you all who are in the building, amen, let's stand to our feet, amen, and let's begin to give the Lord a hand praise as we begin to offer a prayer unto his holy name, as we begin to bless and magnify him today. Come on, I need somebody that really loves the Lord. Let's just begin to make some noise in the house of the Lord to let Jesus know that we love him, to let God know that we are here and we come to lift him up this morning. So Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, to give you all the praise, God. We come to bless and magnify your name this morning, God. Lord, we thank you for life today. We thank you for hope and peace on today, God. We thank you for your love and kindness, God. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, God, clothing our right mind, Father God. Thank you for the activities of our limbs on today, Father God. And Lord, we come to this place this morning, God, to tell you thank you on today, God. We thank you for health on today, God. We thank you for life and peace on today, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will fill this place on today, God, that your love and kindness, God, will begin to flow like never before, God, that your joy, God, will begin to resonate in this place on today, God, that Lord, you're releasing your power like never before, Father God, for we are yielded to you on today, Father God, we're yielded to your service on today, Father God, that Lord, you will bring forth your power, God, bring forth your anointing on today, Father God, that yokes shall be destroyed, burdens shall be lifted on tonight, God, and Lord, we just speak life on today, Father God, we cancel the assignment of death this morning, God, and we release the power of your anointing, God, that you will restore our lives and you'll restore our health on today, Father God, for those who are dealing with sickness and infirmity in their body, God, we speak blessings tonight, we speak hope on today, Father God, we speak strength right now in the name of Jesus, God, and Lord, we decree and declare, God, that by your stripes we are healed on today, God, there will be no cancer, God, there will be no kidney failure, God, there will be no heart disease, Father God, there will be no liver failure on today, Father God. I decree and declare, Lord, that our body is filled with life on today, God. That you're strengthening us, God. You're building us up on today, Father God. That, Lord, we will continue to run this race on today, God. That we shall go forward, God, to glorify and magnify your holy name, Father God. And, Lord, we just say thank you this morning, God. We worship and adore you this morning, God. We magnify your presence in this place, Father God. We make you large in this place, Father God, that you will have your way right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, touch this morning, God. Stir us up this morning, God. Take us higher in you on today, Father God. Let us begin to enter into your courts with praise, God. Enter into your courts with thanksgiving, God. Enter into your gates with praise on today, God. Let worship fill this place, God. Let praise, Lord, be upon our lips, God. And let your Holy Spirit, God, be magnified in this place on today, God, as we come to lift you up today, God. For you are our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Father God. And we just come this morning to tell you thank you, God. Thank you for watching over us, God. Thank you for keeping us, God. Thank you for protecting us from danger seen and unseen, God. Thank you for giving us traveling mercies, God, throughout the course of this week, Father God. That, Lord, your angels of protection, God, encamped around about us, God. That you kept us even while we lay asleep at night, God. Lord, we love you today, God. We honor you, Father God. We worship and adore you this morning, God. But you are worthy and you are greatly to be praised, God. I need some worshipers to help me lift up the name of Jesus. But God has been too good to us. He is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And God, we worship and adore you today, God. As the sound begins to come and we begin to offer up praise and worship to his name, I need you to join in with him. I need you to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor. Oh, there's a sound being released in this place today. And the heavens will respond right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and magnify him in this place.
Hallelujah. God, we bless you. We honor you on today. Hallelujah. When I call your name, God, I come alive. I don't know if you ever just feel dead and dry, but when I begin to call your name, Jesus, come on, that fire begins to move. And you put up, when you know there's power in the name of Jesus. And all you gotta say is, Jesus, Jesus.
Can we go?
About the goodness of the Lord, amen. And I'm telling you, his presence is here, his glory is here. I don't know about you, but we're gonna move forward, amen, in our service, amen. Thank God for praise and worship. Come on, let's give a hand praise to the sound, amen. And we just thank God for his presence this morning. Thank God for our band, amen. We just appreciate everybody, amen. In the building on today, you all look so amazing. It's so good to see faces in the place, amen. Yeah. We had that month off, I'm telling you, and we thank God that you all are here in the building today, and we back in fellowship and back in in-person worship, amen. I'm telling you, it's nothing like being in the building, amen. Yeah. I know it's a blessing to thank God for our virtual, thank God for social media and the things that we can still stay connected, but I'm telling you, it's nothing like being in the house, amen. Yeah. So we thank God for each and every one of you all who are back in the building. And we're going to move forward in our service this morning. I'm excited about the word. God's going to bless us and encourage us once again. So we're going to prepare, amen, to take our offering this morning and give and sow into the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. So those of you all who are in the building, if you need an envelope, just raise your hand. Brother Terrence will get you an envelope. Those of you all who are in the building, those of you all who are watching online, you can give online at www.newcovncwc.com. That's www.newcovncwc.com. And you can click the give tab and you can give towards your tithes and offering. You can give toward our debt freedom seed. You can give toward benevolence on this morning. So whatever the Lord has placed upon your heart to sow this morning, go ahead and sow your seed. Those of you all who have the Easy Tithe app, you can go to Easy Tithe. If you have not downloaded the app, go to Easy Tithe. Download the app. Look for New Covenant Worship Center, Joliet, Illinois. And you can download the app and you have easy access to giving on a daily basis. Whenever you want to sow and give, it automatically keeps record for you. Get email statements of your giving. And it's just a great way to give. Amen. Those of you all who are used to the good old United States Postal Service, it's still in operation. Amen. I know this younger generation only knowing about writing a check. Amen. But we thank God that there's still the United States Postal Service. You can mail your check, mail your seed to 2423 Glenwood Avenue, Joliet, Illinois, 60435. Amen.
Amen.
All right. While you all are preparing to give, I'm going to give. Thank you. $100. Amen. 120. Amen. Those of y'all on my right, if you're ready to sow, you can proceed from the rear to the front. This morning, God, and we pray that those that did not have it to give on today, that you will bless them on next time, Father. And we just release blessings of overflow, increase, and favor upon our lives on today, God, that you will continue to bless this seed to be used for the work of the ministry, for the building of your kingdom, God. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Listen, God has blessed us, amen, and we are moving forward in our debt freedom seed, amen. This is the year of debt freedom. We're believing God to pay off this building January 1st, 2023. And last week we raised $930. Amen. And so far we have raised $6,836. Amen. And so now, if somebody want to write the check for $43,164 that's watching online, it's a millionaire, a billionaire watching, amen, and they can just easily write that check off, amen, and we can move forward, amen, and continue to move forward in paying off this building. Listen, I'm telling you, that's amazing, amen, for what God is doing, and I appreciate everybody that's supporting the vision, that's giving, and we're just believing God to continue to bless and bring us increase and overflow as we continue to do what God is leading us to do, amen. We thank God that we can continue to do outreach on this year. We're still doing Operation All. We're not doing all our other various things because we're focusing in on paying off our building. Amen. But we're doing Operation All. And then in the Christmas time, we're going to be doing a Christmas giveaway. It'll be scaled back, but we're still going to be able to do outreach and do what God has called us to do. So I appreciate you all for your sowing and your giving. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Are we ready for our virtual announcements? Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for our announcements. Amen. We have one last announcement. Amen. Pastor Venice has a Black History fact. Amen. For the month of Black History. Amen. She has a fact she wants to share. So she has her mic and she has going to share this morning. Amen.
Amen.
God put it on her heart to share a fact. We're going to let her share a fact. Amen.
You know what? We're supposed to have this together when we do our Black History moment in the announcements, and we didn't get a chance to do that. But we don't want to not miss the moment. Amen.
Amen.
But I wanted to remind you, if you didn't know, that Black History Month started off as Negro History Week. And it wasn't until 1976 that it changed into Black History Month to coincide with Abraham Lincoln's birthday and Carter G. Woodson's birthday. So I wanted to give you that Black History fact, and we'll come back with more for the remainder of the week.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you, Pastor Elise. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. And we thank God for Black History Month. Amen. There are truly so many great things that we have accomplished as a people over the years, and that have played a part of implementing and impacting this nation of the United States of America. Amen. So we thank God for being a part of that history and having positive images of what God can do through his people. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, I'm ready for the word. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. I know some of you all have got to prepare your feast for this Super Bowl Sunday party that you're preparing, and you got to get all the things laid out. Some of y'all are grilling and barbecuing and all that stuff. Whatever you're going to do, amen, it's going to be well. We're going to be out well before the Super Bowl starts tonight at around 5:30 or 6 o'clock. Amen. So last week, we started our second edition of this Whole Life Prosperity, and we began to share about being whole mentally. God has graced us and blessed us to minister on Whole Life Prosperity throughout the course of that we've been here at New Covenant Worship Center periodically every other year or every couple of years that the Lord places upon our heart to minister in this area. The reason why we share and we talk about this is because we wanted to be able to give a better understanding about prosperity other than it relates to finances and money. The body of Christ and the church has had a stain or a stigma as it relates to money because the prosperity message has been perverted, has been taken advantage of by people who do not have the best interests of the people at heart, and they try to gain things for their own selves. And so we have to begin to teach and get a better understanding to let people know that whole life prosperity is not just tied to money. Money is a part of it, but it's not the whole sum of it. Amen. We want to be whole in every area of our life. We want to be whole mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, every area we want to be blessed in. Amen. Because God is concerned about each and every area of our life. And so when we get to that point in place, give me a little bit more volume. When we get to that place to understand the power of that revelation, we will grow and we will increase in understanding, and we will begin to obtain everything that God designs and purpose for us to have in life. And so I don't know about you, but I don't want to just be whole in one area and lacking in another. I don't want to be whole where financially everything is well, but my mental state is not in alignment where God wants me to be. Or my health is in having challenges, but I got all this money and I can't enjoy it. And so you want to be able to have balance, and you want to have an understanding of what whole life prosperity represents. And so as we move into this next part, the first part that we shared, we talked about the power of giving. And so here we are being whole mentally. As we've been in this pandemic just about 2 years now, we have seen a lot of people have some mental breakdowns. We have seen people, really disconnect from society, having struggles, having different challenges in their relationships, in their homes, with their children, and on their job. There's been so many different things because we've encountered something that we never had to encounter before. You had to be in isolation. You had to be, alienated from family and loved ones, and so many different challenges that were, given to us at one time. We couldn't just digest it and eat it into small bits and pieces, but it was just thrown at us all at once. And so a lot of us have had challenges on how to maintain and how to, begin to handle that and come back to a place of having, some type of stability, some type of, commonality of what we have to deal with, and what we have to go through. And so in order for us to get to that point in place, you have to be intentional about what you place your mind on, what you begin to meditate on, what you begin to give your energy to. It begins to now affect your body, your being, what your thought process is. And if we're not careful, you will find yourself eating and feeding negative things on a constant, consistent basis. And if you feed your natural body negative things that are not good for it, you're going to see negative results. If you're constantly eating junk food, or you're constantly eating food that has no nutritional value, it's going to deteriorate your health. So the same way that you begin to ponder on negative thoughts, it's going to deteriorate your particular mental state, and it will deteriorate your body, because you're in a position where what goes on in your mind affects everything around you. What goes on in your thoughts begins to affect every area of your life. And we started last week sharing in this article from this particular young lady in this magazine. And she began to share some thoughts, and we began to grab some things and wisdom from it and begin to relate it to the Word of God. And so we're going to pick a few points today, and we're going to get into the Word of God. The name of that article is 13 Incredible Facts to Help You Unleash the Power of Your Mind. The road to evolution starts with understanding the power of your mind. I emailed this out to everyone yesterday, so if you checked your email, you have that article. And it's by Angelina Zimmerman. And so we did a couple of points on Sunday and on Thursday. So today I want to focus in on points 3, 4, and 5 that we'll share, and then we'll get into the Word. Is that all right?
Amen.
So point 3 in this particular article begins to share. It says, I'm reading verbatim from the article. It says, concentrating on pain that exists within your body sends electrical currents to your mind that continues producing the pain.
Jesus.
So you mean to tell me if I concentrate constantly and repetitively and consistently on the pain in my body, that pain will continue to exist?
Yeah.
So I have to begin to take my focus off the pain and to begin to focus in on my healing. I have to focus in on my body being restored, being strengthened, being refreshed, being revived. I have to change my focus. If I maintain focusing in on the pain is only going to constantly get worse, and it's going to continue to be a hindrance upon my body. So I have the responsibility of knowing that my mind has that type of power. I need you to understand your thoughts have that type of power to overcome the pain that you've been inflicted in your body. There are people who have been given so many different, so much bad news. You know, we hear the stories of people who've been in car accidents or been in some type of tragic accident where they said they couldn't walk again or they were not going to be able to walk again. But we see how they persevered and they overcame that particular pain, and they were able to get back in position to begin to gain mobility of their limbs. Why? Because they were determined in their mind. They did not allow the negative report to set in and accept it, because once you accept that particular negative deposit, you now create life to it. You now give it a place for it to grow. But if you get into the point in mindset of saying, I'm not going to be in this state always, this is just a pit stop, and I am going to overcome this because I'm determined to walk again, I'm determined to talk again, or I'm determined to have my mind and my senses and my motory skills back in operation. This is the type of thought process that those people who overcome those challenges, I guarantee you that's the mindset and the tenacity that they operated in order for them to overcome that challenge. So whatever your challenge is, you have the power to change the situation by what you think about, and what you meditate upon. So this is critical, and we have to begin to take this application into operation and apply it. You cannot just hear this teaching and not apply it. You cannot just take advantage of the point of I'm in church, pastor preaching a good message, and we go out of here and shout and we say it was good. No, you have to begin to grab hold to this thing and to begin to apply it to your life. Because I'm telling you, this thing is ministering to me as I'm going through studying this thing. Because I told them on the men's prayer, I said my mind is constantly going. Because why? There's so many things that I'm responsible for. There's so many things that I have to begin to maintain. You all don't realize, understand that I critique myself every Sunday. I'm up here in this pulpit. Did I say the right thing? Did the people receive it? That's the pressure of being a pastor, being a leader, because you want to be able to do things in the spirit of excellence, and you want the people to be able to grow and to excel and to increase in wisdom and knowledge. And so there's a burden that we have when you have a true pastor that really loves you, because the pastor that's there just to fleece the flock, he doesn't care if you grow or not. He doesn't care if you gain any wisdom. He doesn't care if you're free from sin, because all he's going to do is preach you up into a high, and he's going to preach you up into a place of being emotionally stimulated. But I need to stimulate your thought process. I need to stimulate your way of living. I need to provoke you to get to the next level, that God will begin to minister to you and and change some things in your life. I don't want to be the same person I was when I first got saved. I don't want to still have the same habits and the same thought process of when I first got into the body of Christ. There should be some growth along the way. I shouldn't be cussing like I used to cuss. I shouldn't drink like I used to drink. I shouldn't fornicate like I used to fornicate. I shouldn't lust and be perverted like I used to be. I should be cleansed in some area of my life. There should be some growth. But if I never give you the wisdom and the tools and the process of giving you the word of God, you'll stay satisfied in your mess. Oh my God. Jesus. My God, my God. See, somebody provoked me and were preaching against fornication so that I decided to make a decision. Oh, I need to stop this because it's going to hinder me down the line. Because if I want my marriage to be blessed, I got to understand that this particular intimacy that I'm encountering is something that's been established under the covenant of marriage. And if I begin to now value that, my marriage won't hinder in that area, or my marriage won't suffer when I get to that particular place of intimacy. Why? Because I'm sowing seed under the right covenant. Oh, I'm not going to get no help in here. See, some of you are sowing seed outside of covenant, and now you wonder why your seed is scattered. Why you wonder why your seed is not producing a harvest of love, compassion, or emotional attachment. Why? Because you allow somebody to plant something in you in a ground that did not belong to them. Oh, I ain't gonna get no help in here. You can't borrow this ground, baby. You gotta buy it. It's not for lease. It's not for rent. You gotta buy it. Oh my God, that wasn't in my message, but I don't know where that came from, y'all. But I'm sorry, but let me get back to the article. Because she didn't mention none of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to New Covenant Worship Center. My name is Apostle Jonas Jones. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. Continue to share, like, and comment. Amen. So listen. I gotta go somewhere, y'all. I gotta get here. I gotta get you to the scripture because it's gonna bless you. Look at number four in the article. Says repetitive thoughts create connections in the brain that quickly become ironclad. These thoughts move from conscious to unconscious ways of thinking and being. That is how we act on autopilot. So in other words, when you constantly are doing something and you're constantly engaging in something, it now becomes second nature to you.
Yeah.
It now is on autopilot.
Yeah.
I now don't have to think about it because it just automatically comes to me and I do it. And that's the process and the mindset that we have to get in. When I'm thrown some bad news, I can't just stay in the place of having a sad moment and right. Stay there and down in a pit. I got to begin to shake myself and get myself back in line to get back and doing what I'm supposed to do. Because if you stay in that place, it's going to overtake you. It's going to bury you. But you got to get to the point of place where these thoughts move from conscious to unconscious ways of thinking and being. That is how we act on autopilot. Now, the last one that we're going to share today, and this is where I really want to go with number five. The process of change. Oh, my God, this is going to bless you. The process of change requires forgetting what we know to discover new ways of being. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, let me go. Let me slow down because I want you to grab all of this. The process of change requires forgetting what we know to discover new ways of being.
Yeah, amen.
Regular meditation practices accelerates the achievement of this goal and produce visible positive results.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that in order for me to change, I have to first forget the old way?
Yeah.
Because change means something. I'm breaking an old habit and creating a new one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. See, I have to break an old habit and create a new habit because I need to change my pattern and I need to change my direction in life. You can't change your direction in life if you're constantly going to do the same thing that you've been doing. That definition is called insanity. You have to begin to change and do something different to create a new atmosphere, to create something new. So listen what it says. It says the process of change requires forgetting what we know to discover new ways of being. See, I got to forget the old to discover something new.
Come on.
See, what's blocking you from experiencing new is you keep holding on to the old.
Yes.
Can I give you the illustration that Steve Harvey gave that was so, it was so simple but yet so profound from his grandmother? And I may have shared it before, and I know many of you have heard it. Steve Harvey had this car, and it was in his driveway on cylinder blocks. And he kept telling his mother or his grandmother, I think she told his mother, he kept saying, I'm going to get a new car. And his mother said, okay. And she, he come in, I'm working, I'm going to get a new car. And so she said, okay, Steve. So come back again. She'd always say, I'm going to get a new car. And so one day, his mother stopped him and said, baby, listen. You keep coming in here telling me you're going to get a new car. And you got that old one sitting out there on cylinder blocks. How can God bring you something new when you haven't got rid of the old one yet? Oh my God. You're holding on to something that's not even functioning. It's not even operable. That's what hoarders do. Hoarders are holding on to stuff that's inoperable. You got a whole upstairs attic full of stuff you haven't touched in 15 years. And you keep saying, one day I'm going to need that. One day, I never know. That was my daddy and my mom and them. They used to, mom and them, you know, mom and them. We had a whole garage with old, we had an old front door in our garage. What are we going to do with it? It never came down. It was never of any use. It was old. It wasn't going to fit in nobody else's house. Why are we holding on to this? But in order for you to have new ideas, new experiences, you're going to have to rid yourself of the old inoperable things that are hindering you from moving into your place of change. I'm trying to help you understand that you got to get rid of some stuff that does not have any good, that's not any benefit to you, in order for God to come in and bless you with something new. You're still trying to fix the joke that broke your heart 17,000 times, and you're wasting life, energy, and time trying to fix something that does not want to be fixed. The joker broke. He don't want you. He don't like you. He don't love you. You need to bye-bye, baby. See you later. Adios. Arrivederci. Sayonara. See you later. It's not going to work. But you still keep saying, God going to bless me with a new man. He going to bless me with a new woman. Well, you're still holding on to this project. You still hold on to Build-A-Bear. Baby, you can't put this stuff on. This is not a Mr. Potato Head. Pull the nose off, put the eyes on. Pull the eyes off, put the glasses on. Baby, you gotta get you somebody that's willing to work with you, that's willing to care about you, that's willing to put in the same effort that you're putting in so that we can move to the same goal and get to the same place and destiny and have the same purpose in mind. You're working yourself in circles. Oh my God. This wasn't in the article either. It didn't even say it. I don't know why they keep popping up. Oh, you know what it is? Y'all got Valentine's Day on your spirit. That's what it is. Y'all get ready to go home and color them hearts in and cut them out and paste them all on a little sheet of paper and send it to them in a little mailbox and tell them, I love you, you love me, we love each other. That's what it is. So y'all in the spirit of Valentine's Day. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's okay. It's good. It's the month of love. Amen. Ah, glory to God. This is a good crowd. I like y'all today. Y'all doing good. Y'all, now let me give y'all some scriptures to back this thing. And this verse, this number 5. I'll read again. We're going to go to the scripture. Go to Philippians chapter 3. It says, the process of change requires forgetting what we know to discover new ways of being. Regular meditation practices accelerates the achievement of this goal and produce visible positive results. So let's go. Philippians 3. I'm in the New Living Translation. Let's go to verse 12. This is the Apostle Paul, and he's sharing and teaching the church of Philippi, and he begins to share some things about pressing forward and moving beyond the place of where he's at. So let's look at verse 12. It says, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Verse 15 says, let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. But we must hold on to the progress we have already made. Oh, my God. Listen, I'm telling you, in order for us to have the mindset that we're going to constantly achieve the goal of moving forward and creating change in our life, we have to be intentional about forgetting what's behind us, and we have to come into agreement that there is something better that lies ahead of me. You have to know that what's behind you is not as what you lost is not compared to what you will gain if you keep moving forward. See, some people think that when they lose something, they think that, you know what? Oh, man, I lost that. You know, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, that was the best thing. I'll never be able to replace that again. I'll never be able to have that type of love. I'll never be able to have that type of relationship. Or I'll never be able to have that type of automobile, that house. That was the best thing in the world. But you have to release that. And allow God to come in and bless you and take you to your next, and know that what is ahead of you is greater than what was behind you. You have to create that mindset, because if you get stuck on focusing in on what you lost, you're going to stay attached to that thing, and God can't release anything new or better to you because you're constantly in the mindset of you're holding on to what was. So when the Apostle Paul was teaching the church of Philippi, he said, I forget those things and I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. So I'm pressing toward the area where Christ wants me to be at. I'm pressing toward where victory is. I'm pressing toward where joy is. Why? Because everything that's in Christ is positive. Everything that's about him is in a positive mindset. Got nothing negative or nothing that's down is about Christ. You got to press toward the mark of him. He's going to bring you peace. He's going to bring you joy. He's going to bring you love. He's going to bring you to a place of having kindness and compassion. He is going to help build you up and restore you. But you have to put your mind in that direction. If you hold on to the hurts, the disappointments, and keep replaying in your mind, we will constantly be stuck by our past. But I decree and declare that today, no longer will my past keep me bound. No longer will my past mistakes keep me bound. No longer will I hold it over my head. Why? Because those who are in Christ Jesus, there is now therefore no condemnation, and God has redeemed me, he's freed me, he's delivered me, and I'm not going to hold on to something that he let go of. I'm not going to be bound by something that the enemy's trying to place on me, because why? Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I need some believers that will trust God to know that if God has set you free, that I am free indeed, and no more chains shall keep me bound. I'm not going to be bound by my past mistakes. I'm not going to be bound by the disappointment. I'm not going to be bound when I messed up and made a mistake. I am free on today, and I'm moving forward. My mindset is being changed. My thought process is being renewed, creating me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. Oh, behold, all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I am a new creature in Christ. I'm not going to hold on to that old stuff, that old stinky, nasty thought process. I am a new creature in Christ. I'm going to give God the glory. Why? Because he created me to be fearfully and wondrously made. I'm made in his image and his likeness. I will not be the bottom person. I will be the top only. I am the head and not beneath. I am above only and not beneath. I am the first and the last. Oh, I am the lender and not the borrower. I need some sanctified Baptist field people to shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, I'm getting my mind right. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Tell somebody else, I'm whole. Listen, I got a few more scriptures and we're going to close this thing out. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. My God. I don't know about you, but I need things, some things to change in my life.
Yes.
I need some things to change. I need some freshness in some areas of my life.
Yes.
I need some things to be made new. Amen.
Yes.
And so God, whatever it is that I got to do, God, let me be found faithful doing it.
Yes.
God, let me put my mind and meditate on those things that will bring me to that place.
Yes.
See, we got to, I talked about this Thursday night. We have to do mental exercises just as we do physical exercises.
Yes.
If you miss Thursday night, because we take the time and the energy to do the physicality of building up muscle mass and being healthy in the gym and doing those things. But what type of mental exercises are you doing in order to remove yourself from anxiety, stress, and depression? You have to be willing to make the intentional decision to say, you know what? I am going to think on what sort of things are just, what sort of things are honest, what sort of things that are good reported, there be any virtue, there be any praise. Let us think on these things. That's the same scripture that God, that the Apostle Paul said to the church of Philippi. It's in chapter 4. So he was telling them about their mind. Notice this. It's important. How many times do we hear about the mind and the thoughts and what we meditate on? He told Joshua, we talked about it on Thursday night. He said, meditate on my word day and night. He said, then will you have good success and make your way prosperous. But you got to make a decision to begin to meditate on something that's going to produce life in you. You can't constantly meditate on negative things, because the only thing you're going to get out, two negatives equal negative. I got to have some positive things to outweigh the negative stuff. This is why it's so important when we shared in that first part of the article, when it talked about, I got to be around inspirational people so I can have amazing experiences. Y'all, if you don't get nothing else out of this, hold on to that. Get around inspirational people so you can have amazing experiences. Because I think we've been around some old negative and old, you know, just contrary, contradicting, you know, negative talking people. And we saw the result of that. But what happens when you get around inspirational people that will begin to help build you up and encourage you, that will help begin to push you and to tell you, you can make it and you can overcome that. You deserve better. You can get more. You got to begin to get around those people. Why? Because it's going to create such great energy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians, y'all, because I know y'all ready to almost get out of here. 2 Corinthians 11. Let's go down to verse 23. Now here, the Apostle Paul, he plays word games. He's so intelligent. He's so wise. And he begins to boast. He just begins to, you know, kind of poke at the church of Corinth because they allow other people who do not have the validity, or they do not have the spiritual wisdom or knowledge, to speak things into their life. And they're accepting of these false prophets and false apostles, and they kind of allow them to do what they want, and they kind of become receptive of them. And so the Apostle Paul says, well, I'm going to take some time to boast as a fool. He begins to talk and say, as you know, because I'm boasting as a fool, because my boast is in the Lord, but you allow other people to come in here and boast. So I'm just going to do what they do. So, and see if you will accept me or receive me. I'm paraphrasing, but when you read it, you'll begin to see and understand it better. So I'm going to pick it up because he's going to begin to talk about some things that he's gone through and what he's had to overcome. And so you have to realize and understand that as God is pushing you and he's taking you to the next level, you have to know that I've gone through some things, but I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one that's had to go through some pain. I'm not the only one that's had to go through some suffering. I'm not the only one that's had some challenges. And so the Apostle Paul begins to share some of those things. But I want you to understand something. He has the mindset that he didn't allow it to destroy him. He didn't allow him to get into a place of depression. He didn't allow himself to get to a place of being defeated. And he didn't allow himself to stop fulfilling the mission that God placed upon him to do. His mission was to go forth and continue to preach the gospel, continue to share the good news. And he didn't allow the circumstance of life that came at him to hinder him. And so this is what I want you to be mindful of. Don't allow the circumstance of life to hinder you from what God has for you, because this thing is all for your making. The thing that you had to endure, the thing that you had to go through, it gave you strength, it gave you courage, it built up your faith, it showed you a way to say, you know what, God, you're concerned about me. God, you love me. God, you brought me out of that. I know you'll bring me out of this. So y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. I love this. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's look at verse 23. It says, are they servants of Christ? I know I sound like a madman, but I have served him far more. I have worked harder, been put in prison more often, been whipped times without number, and faced death again and again. 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced danger from rivers and from robbers. Wow. I have faced danger from my own people. Uh-oh. The Jews as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas. And I have faced danger from men who claim to be believers, but are not. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty, and have often gone without food. I have shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Verse 28, then, this is the part where I shouted, because that joker was speaking to me. I said, then, besides all this, I have the daily burden of my concern for all the churches. Woo, glory to God. Listen, the Apostle Paul said, I have had all these types of things that have come up against me. He said, I've had all these type of challenges, these particular weights, these dangers. I mean, he had dangers in the desert, in the city, and on the sea. So there wasn't no place where he went that there wasn't danger for him. That there wasn't some encounter of something that was trying to overtake him and take him out. Why? Because the enemy was trying to stop the Apostle Paul from fulfilling his assignment. And I'm here to encourage you today. If the enemy can get in your mind, and if he can begin to talk you down, and he can begin to get you to meditate on all the challenges, all the life hopeless things and moments that you had in life, to make you think that you can't overcome, to make you think that there's nothing better, he will stop you, he will stifle you, he will hinder you, he will impede your progress, and he will make you in a place of being stuck. But I'm here to encourage you. The Apostle Paul shared all this, and he said, listen, I gotta do all this and still have the burden of all the churches on me. He said, in spite of all that, I still love y'all when you don't love me. I still encourage you when you nobody encouraging me. I still speak life into you when everybody's speaking death around me. The Apostle Paul stood and he said, in spite of it all, I'm still gonna have the burden of the church on my heart. I'm still gonna serve with gladness. I'm still gonna magnify the Lord. I'm not gonna allow my personal issue to impact what's gonna happen in your life. I believe Paul had a mindset to say, I got to believe, I got to trust, and I have to know that Jesus Christ is going to bring me through every trial, every tribulation. Why? Because he cares about me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He said in verse 28, then, besides all this, I have the daily burden of my concern for all the churches. Verse 29 says, who is weak without feeling that weakness? Who is led astray? And I do not burn with anger. He's letting you know that when you're weak, when the body of Christ is weak, he said, I feel that. He said, and when you led astray, I get angry and upset because I've taught you better. Y'all missing this thing. If you got ears to hear, you'll hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. You better get a prophetic unction right now in your spirit, because you got to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I'm trying to. I better back that thing up. Minister Dorn, you better pull my tongue back in, because I'm going to have to slow down. Because if I release this, they might email me. They might get mad.
Go ahead.
Where's security at? Jesus. I'm going to have to really slip out the back door after this one. Listen. The pandemic has created opportunities for people to disconnect from God.
Yeah.
But if a ministry has done everything necessary or possible in its particular power to help you stay connected, you can't blame the church that you disconnected. Ooh, I only got 3 amens, and that was from a visitor. Did you just hear what I said? Because what happens is people have disconnected from God.
Yes.
I ain't talking about just disconnected from the church. People have disconnected from God. Yes. And they've gotten to a place during this pandemic to become comfortable with the disconnection. But then they come to find out that people try to blame their disconnection on the church house.
Yes.
How is it that because the four walls were not accessible as they were previous, that now it's all of a sudden the four walls fault that you're not connected? So you were only connected in a place where there was a particular physical building in order for you to love on God, in order for you to have a relationship with God, in order for you to still pray, in order for you to still read your word. And then you wake up and you find yourself disconnected and you say, well, who can I blame? Evangelist Mary, why you didn't do it? Why you ain't connected to me? Why you ain't never check on me? Why you ain't never call me? Why you never pray for me? I didn't hear you praying. Why you never told me, tell me, read my word? Why you never do? Why you? How is it another individual's responsibility when you're responsible for your own growth?
That's right.
Can I help you make it even more plain? When they hired you for the job, oh my God, and they trained you, and after training, now it's your responsibility to do the assignment of what you were hired to do for the job. And now, when you have been trained adequately and appropriately, and now you don't fulfill the particular duties as you were trained to do, now you want to blame the trainer and the job for why you cannot succeed. That doesn't make sense to me. Because when do you own up and take accountability for our own actions and be responsible enough to say, well, I may not be equipped. I may not have the skill set. I may not have the talent. I may not have the ability to handle the job as though I thought I would be able to. So now maybe I could go back to the trainer. Can you help me with this so I can become better to be able to fulfill my assignment? But no, pride won't let you help. Ask for help. You'll stay stuck and keep blaming people. I'm teaching way better than you shouting today. Because we've all seen that in some capacity in our places of employment. You have to begin to take accountability and responsibility. I had to stay connected to God to pour into you. And I'm not saying that it was a weight or a burden. I needed to do that because that's my assignment. I wanted to do that. That's my assignment. Brother Steve broke that thing down so eloquently on the men's prayer call the other night. He said, listen. He said, Sunday, we got a connection. We come in church on Sunday. He said, Monday, okay, you might go through something. Have a little challenge. And he said, then you can reconnect on Tuesday on the men's prayer call. I can get another jump start to keep me going again. Wednesday come along, something may happen. Pull some energy from you, or you get, you know, thrown a blow. Say, I can connect on Thursday night because it's Bible study. Yeah. And said, then, in between that time, even on Wednesday, I'm sorry, I skipped Wednesday. We got prayer for schools. If you miss something on Tuesday, then Wednesday you can connect and say, we're going to pray for schools. And even when I pray for schools, one night I came back on and did a pop up encouraging words. So if you stay connected, you might get what you need if you stay connected. But if you never connect when the outlet is being open and the door is being open, you'll miss something because it might be that opportune time. If you would tune in, you would get what you need.
Yeah.
So then Thursday, you got Bible study. So then Friday and Saturday, you know, it's the weekend. You Friday night, you chilling, going on a date night. And then say Saturday, you do some stuff and some things hit you. And then here comes Sunday again. Another opportunity to connect. But if you don't take advantage of the connection points, how can you blame someone else for your disconnect?
Yeah.
It's quiet in this Lutheran church. I just entered into a Methodist place. I thought this was Pentecostal and charismatic. I thought this was the apostolic church of God, where everybody would dance and shout. Where my church of God in Christ people at right now? I can't get not one amen. Amen, apostle. God bless you. I receive it. So listen, I'm trying to get you, because because this is my mental state that is at stake. And I promise you, when you find yourself disconnected from the things of God, it's going to drain other areas of your life. I promise you, it will drain other areas of your life, because the enemy has got a foothold in your main power source.
Yes.
Your main power source is God. And so if he can disconnect you from that, I'm going to feel weak in all these other areas, because he's disconnecting me from the true power source.
Yes.
So now, I got one last scripture and we can ready to go. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. So, oh yeah. Go to 2 Corinthians. And going over to the next chapter. Just flip your page. So now in the next chapter, the Apostle Paul continues on in his boasting, right? And then he begins to share how the Lord had put this thorn in his flesh. This buffer, this messenger of Satan to buffet him. And the scripture says, you know, to keep him from becoming proud, or whatever the case may be. That's what the scripture says. Some translations say differently. And he said that he went to the Lord three times and asked that he remove it. And we'll pick it up at verse 8. It says, three times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me.
Amen.
That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, the hardships, the persecutions, and the troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So the Apostle Paul closes this thing and he begins to share. He said, those things that I talked about in chapter 11, those things, those insults, those weaknesses, those areas, those hardships, those insults, those troubles that I suffer for Christ. He said, for when I am weak, then I am strong. He said, when I realized that I didn't have the strength in my own to handle or deal with those things, and I cast my cares upon him, for he cares for me. Then he came to my aid and my rescue, and he gave me peace of mind, and he gave me the ability to overcome that thing and to still keep my mental peace through those particular processes.
Come on.
And that's what you have to believe and trust God and say that God's grace is all I need to get me through. God's grace is going to see me through this thing. God's grace has never failed me. His grace is sufficient for me. And it is going to pull me through and bring me through every challenge and every situation. I know it looks dark right now. I know it looks like the pit is getting deeper and deeper and you're falling further and further in a hole. But I'm here to encourage you today that if you will begin to adjust your mindset and adjust your thought process, God will begin to pull you up, and he'll bring you up out of that pit. He'll bring you out of that dark place. If you will begin to thank him and praise him, and to begin to meditate on those things that are just and good and honest, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, let us think on these things. Change the way you think, and God will begin to allow you to be whole mentally. Don't lose sight of that. Don't lose hope in the challenges, in the insults, in the persecutions. Why? Because I'm suffering for Christ's sake, and God's gonna get the glory out of my life. That's what you got to remind yourself in. God, you're going to get the glory out of this when it's all said and done.
Yes.
How many times have we gone through and God brought us out and you had to turn around and say, God, I know it was only by your grace.
Yes.
God, I know it was only by your grace and your glory and your grace and your peace and your joy and your loving hand brought me out of that situation.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm grateful. so many things that God has brought me out of, so many challenges, so many different things, when you thought that there was no hope, when you thought that things were going to end. But God said, I'm going to give you the power and the ability to move forward. Don't lose hope. Don't give up just yet. I'm coming for you. Just hold on. Just stand. Just keep believing. And watch God do it. Amen? Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. I'm telling you, this thing is really blessing me. And we have to begin to understand that my thoughts and my mind has so much power. And I don't want you to lose the understanding of how much power your particular mind and your thoughts possess. If that mind, if you meditate on that pain, it's going to keep producing the same pain. That means I got to change my focus of my thoughts. You got to see yourself healed and walking. See yourself filled with joy. See yourself happy. See yourself at peace. But I think one of the biggest struggles and the biggest things that keep us bound is that we don't take advantage of that thing of hanging around inspirational people. I think that's one of our hardest things, is to get around inspirational people. Because so many people are so negative in this hour. It's only going to get worse. It ain't going to never get better. Things are going up and up and up and up. If you're constantly speaking that and focusing in on that, God, if it go up, God, allow my pay to match it.
Amen.
Yes.
Allow my faith to be able to handle that. God, you're going to always supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, you make a way out of no way. God, you touch the hearts of men. He said, give and it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give it to your bosom. And God will begin to perform and make good on his promises. He'll do it. We just got to trust and believe. And have the right mindset. Don't allow people to talk you out of your blessed place. If it's blessed for you, don't let they bless and try to hinder you and make you think you got to get to where they at. No, I'm content to where I'm at. If you blessed over there on that side of the street, I'm blessed on this side of the street. I'm content in my blessing. I ain't got to try to get to where you at, and you ain't got to come down to where I'm at. We both on a different pathway, but God, I'm grateful and I'm content where I'm at. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. We thank God for his grace and his mercy this morning. Thank God for his presence being in the house. Listen, I just want to pray this morning and just encourage somebody in prayer. Because somebody needs prayer. Amen.
Yes.
There may be some things that you've been dealing with, some things that's been on your heart. And you say, it's not like me at home and sending that prayer request and typing it in the comments, but I'm in person now and I need somebody to touch and agree with me. And if you believe God and you trust God that he's able to do it, and you've been believing God and you say, you know what? I need somebody to touch and agree with me. I need somebody to pray and just begin to release life over me. And if you need prayer, you can come down real quick. I'm not going to be long. I'm just going to pray with you. That's it.
Come on, Sister Sarah. Come on, Prophet Flo. Come on, Prophet Karen.
I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he began to share about weight distribution. And you got to distribute the weight of the load of ministry.
Amen.
And so, when you have people that are coming forward and need prayer, we got plenty of prayer warriors. I'm not the only prayer warrior in the building. We got leaders in the house. We got people that know prayer and know how to encourage you. So you begin to distribute the weight of the load. I don't have to pray, each and every one of you all that came up. God will lead, and he has people in place that I can just say, okay, I feel that person will pray for that person. And you will get what you need. I believe that. But you got to have faith enough to know that as you're standing here, you got to believe God that whatever situation you're asking God to touch and agree with you with, that God's going to change it. That it's going to get better. That you're not going to stay in the same. You're going to leave out of here different. I'm telling you. You'll leave out of this place different. All you have to do is have the faith to believe it. And God will change and shift your particular direction and your pathway. Yeah. And put you in the right direction of purpose.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, do it.
So, because it ain't anybody's business what you need me to pray for or what you need to be prayed for about. So they're going to come to you as I lead them, and they're going to touch and agree, and they're going to pray. Whatever you tell them what you need prayer for, what you stand in agreement for, and they're going to pray. Prophet Flo, you right there. I want you to pray for Sister Janae. After you pray for Sister Janae, I want you to pray for Sister Gigi. Sister Sarah, I want you to pray. Sister, what is it?
Melissa.
I was going to say Marie, I don't know where that came from. But Melissa. You just gotta click again. Prophet Karen, I want you to pray for Sister Chantel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love God. You know that?
Yes, yes. It's awesome.
Minister Dorn, come here.
I love God.
Come on up, Brother Steve. Minister Dorn, I want you to pray for this young man right here in the Bears jersey. And Brother Steve, I want you to pray for Brother Charles. I'm going to pray for this young lady right here. I ain't forgot about Sister Tiffany. I know you're standing there. Just hold on. I got you. So you go to your person I told you to pray for, and we're going to stand in agreement.
God bless you.
I'm going to go to the Lord.
To be her portion in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, oh God,
that you're creating newness all around her, oh God. You hooking her up with the right people, God. Inspirational people, oh God. People that will pour into her, oh God. And Father, I thank you that she will not suffer lack, oh God, but she will have more than enough, oh God. I thank you. Every time she pours, oh God, you're yet filling her up, oh God. Every time she creates, oh God, you're giving her new wisdom, new vision, new insight, oh God. I thank you for witty ambitions. I thank you that she has a creative mind, oh God. You're giving her songs. You're giving her tracks, oh God. And Father, it will be her source of income, oh God. It will be gain for her, and she will prosper, oh God. Father, I pray that she not doubt in the gifts and callings that you have in her, oh God. I pray that every gift, oh God, that's in her will be stirred in the name of Jesus, oh God. Honorable Shiki. I thank you, oh God, that she is well, that she is prosperous, that she is blessed, that she walks in the overflow in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, even with her heart's desire, oh God, you said in your word that you would give us our heart's desire, oh God. You know what she has up before you, oh God. We pray that you will meet it, God, that you will give her a vision to see it already being met in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you thanks. We cancel out the enemy, oh God. Sickness and disease will not be her portion, oh God, but she will be whole in the name of Jesus in every area of her life. And God, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
She
Amen. They're still ministering. They can hear. Prophet Flo is going to minister to GJ and Gigi, and we're just going to be prepared to leave down from this place. But before we leave down and before we close out, is there anybody in the house that does not know Jesus? And you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And you say, you know what? I need to confess with my mouth, believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that I want him to be the Lord of my life. I want him to be my Lord and Savior. And if you've never confessed with your mouth and believe in your heart, this is your opportunity to receive Jesus. If there's anybody under the sound of my voice and they've never accepted him, you can come down now and receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. We give God praise. Anybody in the house that does not have a church home and they'd like to become a member of New Covenant Worship Center, this is our family and friends day, and people that may have first time visitors or somebody just coming in and they say, you know what, I want to become a member. This is your opportunity to come forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody that's a first time visitor here today? It's your very first time visiting. Please stand. Amen. Praise God for our first time visitors. Amen. Well, keep standing real quick. Can you just tell us your name and who invited you out and how you enjoyed the service? I'll start right here with this young man.
My name is Tracy. Elijah invited me out. And it was just amazing. Just feel so thankful and so grateful.
Amen. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming out. Thank you, Brother Elijah, for inviting him. And you're welcome back anytime. We're here. Every Sunday and Thursday night. So, hey, we appreciate you, and God continue to bless you and be encouraged. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, woman of God. Who invited you? What's your name? And then who invited you out? And how you enjoyed the service?
My name is Nicole. I was invited by Shaquille.
Amen.
I really enjoyed it. I actually heard
your funeral. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. I appreciate you being here. And you're welcome to come in anytime. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Sister Chantel, for inviting her. And we appreciate you being in the building. Amen. So listen, if there would not be anything else, did I miss something? Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, we got another first time guest. This is my man and my Puma. Come on, man. Come on, Puma, talk to us.
Hi, guys. My name is Anthony. I was invited by Jafaya.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the service. Amen. It's something that I need to hear, you know, going through these situations. It's something that I really need to hear. And I Amen. Appreciate you guys.
Amen. Well, Brother Anthony, we welcome you, amen, to the ministry today. And thank you, Sister Jafaya, for inviting him out. And it's so funny because I wanted to. Let me do this real quick. Yeah, I pray for my wife. She's always. She want to be cracking jokes. Mm-hmm. She is. She good. Give me 2 seconds here. Brother Andy, did you lose something? You were the last person in the bathroom. Did you lose your money? This might be yours. I think I saw you go in this restroom up here. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Because I'm trying to, I got something to tell you real quick. I'm trying to find this. Amen. That's right. When you came in, I saw you in the camera, and I was in praise and worship. But I just saw the Puma. And I was trying to find something that began to give me a definition of a puma. We know that it's in that feline, in that cougar particular family. But its speed can be up to 40 or 50 miles an hour. And God said, I want you to begin to run for me like never before. And God wants you to begin to run toward the things of God. And the enemy is trying to keep you and hinder you from drawing closer to him. And so as you represent that puma running, and even on that logo, it leaps. God is going to allow you to leap and to begin to run over things that have tried to be obstacles in your life, over previous experiences. And God said, I'm removing those obstacles. I'm going to allow you to leap over those things as you run closer to him, as you draw closer to him. Don't lose your momentum. He said, run a steady pace and chase after God. Amen. And go after him, because God is going to position you. Just as you lost your money in the restroom and someone turned it in, God said there was a place and a time when you were lost and God would find you. And God found you in your low place. He found you in your place of being disconnected or being distraught or being frustrated, being down. And God uplifted you. And so God said, I am concerned about you and I won't allow you to be lost. I won't allow you to be in a position where you can't be found by me. I see you, son. I see where you're at and I'm concerned about you. He said, just chase after him. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, we can stand to our feet. I thank God for those who helped to minister to the people who needed prayer today. We just continue to believe God, continue to stand in agreement and to move forward. Thank God. Brother Wesley, good to see you. Amen. In the building. Attorney Winter and her mom back in the building. Amen. Our cousin, Brother Andre, good to see you, man. And we just welcome everybody, friends and family on today. Back in the building, Sister Renee, amen, good to see you. So listen, let's just offer a prayer as we dismiss today. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word that we have heard today, God. We thank you for everything our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, Father. And we just release blessings of grace upon your people on today, God. That, Lord, as we leave this place, give us traveling mercy, God. Cover us with your blood, God. Bind all cartridges, all accidents, all traffic tickets, Father. And I pray that you will lead, God, and direct us like never before. And that you will keep us throughout the course of this week. We call forth unexpected income, increase, favor, and overflow for our lives. And that, God, you will keep us and watch over us, God. And we thank you and we praise you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. You all have a great week. God bless you. YouTube.